Well, we had a chat today. So literally, it's all happened today. It's been very sudden. It's just one of those things. And I suppose the only sort of godsend, really, from our perspective, is we went through this process recently, and obviously, to keep the club stable, you don't want to keep appointing a new manager every 5 minutes. But having recently gone through it, we've still got the names. There were some decent candidates before with one or two on. So it's not an ideal timing, but we're just going to have to live with it and crack on. And I'm sure, when Ronnie's organised the things that he needs to organise, he'll come strong again. And we wish him well, but we now got to focus on getting his replacement.
Stuart, I know that, and I sense there's not a huge amount you can say about the situation, and I do appreciate that, but I hope you don't mind me asking you just a couple of questions about
sure.
it. Is there another club involved?
I don't think so, no. You never know with these things, but no, I don't think so.
Okay, so his decision is purely a personal one to return north, not settling on the south?
Well, there's a couple of factors, and I think it's just one of those things that when we've taken the whole thing on balance and what Ronnie needs to do and what we need to do, I think, it was just felt that probably for both of us, it was the right thing to do. So, a few more things might come out in due course, but at this stage, I don't think there's any ulterior motive with regards to other jobs for him. We didn't have a replacement lined up, so it's hit us a little bit out of left field. Although, when you're in the football club, you sense sometimes things aren't quite right. And I wouldn't say I was 100% surprised that I'm looking for a new manager today. But, you hope that sometimes these things just sort of, you can smooth it over, whatever it is, and you just carry on. But that's not the case here. And we've obviously got a big weekend coming up. I've personally got I'm away in Europe this weekend, so it's not the ideal scenario at all. But the important thing is we've got a lot we want to achieve, and we've just got to make sure we get the right man to replace him, and we crack on.
Just picking up on your point there, Stuart, what do you mean you weren't too surprised that you're searching for a new manager?
As the statement says, there's personal circumstance. So, I mean, I'm sure you know what it's like in whatever field you're in. Sometimes you can pick up on certain things where, there'll be people you work with or whatever where they're not quite as jolly as they were, or, whatever it will be. And, it was just one of those sixth sense things that I thought this might be on the cards.
Okay, that's interesting. So what's next then for Eastleigh? I'm sure you've got a number of candidates that were involved in that process only 3 months ago that will now come back into the reckoning. Have you got any early thoughts about the direction that you might want to go?
Well, I think, we were comfortable in the type of manager that we had in Ronnie. It said that it was common knowledge we wanted a bit more experience. I think the reality of it is that that's probably still the case. And I think, there were two or three people, just behind Ronnie, and one or two others that we looked at before that for circumstance it didn't quite fit. They were either in a job or the compensation seemed a bit silly or whatever it was. So we'll revisit those. I think at the moment, we'll keep Ronnie's assistant still stay, Kevin, so he'll be in tomorrow taking the team. And what I'll do is just revisit that. I think I've got a pretty good clear idea of what I want to do, and I think I'm hoping that, with a couple of conversations, we can get some movement relatively quickly.
Before the weekend?
Possibly. There is one manager I would like to talk to, but as all these things, as I say, I've been hit out of left field, so I need to talk to the club because he's actually employed at the moment. So, I've made a tentative inquiry to that club today, and if they let me speak to the manager, I think he'd be someone I'd very much like. And if not, I'll reassess where we are.
Is that Football League or National League? And that's my final question to you, Stuart.
Football League.
I mean, it just ties in with your bold approach, really, doesn't it? Signing players from Football League clubs and trying to poach managers from Football League clubs as well.
A lot of these things with football managers, you go on gut instinct and, experiences that you've had, with them before or, you know them or you know of them. And you check with people what they say about them and X, Y, Z. And he's just someone that over the years has impressed me. And I think he could do what we need Eastleigh to happen. I think he might be the man. So, you know, it's not something I expected to be doing on a Thursday night, but not a lot of sleep tonight, I wouldn't imagine.
I can well imagine. Well, look, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts and your feelings and being so open with us tonight. So, Stuart, thanks ever so much.
No problem at all. Stuart, thanks very much.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Donald, the Eastleigh chairman, joining us live on BBC Radio Solent this evening, reacting to the news that his manager, Ronnie Moore, has departed the football club today, and the Spitfires, for the second time in only a number of months, are now looking for a new manager.